And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. Just covering down on some major ground across the southeast U.S. of A. Y'all, I'm talking about this show. Whew. I mean, it goes from like Huntsville back over to Chattanooga. I'm talking about from Tuscaloosa back over to Gadsden. I mean, down to that loveliest little village on the plains we call Auburn, straight across the border from there to what we now get to once again call Fort Benning. Fort Benning! I was there this past weekend. Fort Benning. Oh, yeah, and big old patches of North Georgia and Mississippi all thrown in, too, just for good measure. And that's just the radio. I'm saying, that's just the radio. And we the online audience, we got people everywhere, and we love you. And I tell you what, anywhere in the whole wide world, go to the World Wide Web, you can stream this show from where you is, right there on your phone. If we're there, you're there. That's all good. So check it out. You can go to rightsidemedia.org, or you can go on YouTube, Rumble, X, Facebook, stream the show live. You can see the inside workings of the studio. All good. And we love the audience. Thank you so much for what you do to make this show work. I got to tell you, too, we got an exciting new development here. Brand spanking new in the lineup of podcasts that we have here. First of all, the new stuff's out. Birdman had a new one, came out Friday afternoon. Birdman's Right Click podcast. Sunday night, we had the new one from Emily Jones with Moms for Liberty. The controversial mom podcast just came out. JP just posted his today. That is the Out of Right Field Sports Affiliated podcast. And then starting tomorrow evening, brand spanking new, never been done before. Can I hear a little bit on this? We're opening up the Just Right podcast with Phil Williams. That's me. The Just Right podcast. Can I have some applause for that one? Thank you very much. Yes. This is going to be a long-form podcast. It's going to be like if you have time to talk to somebody and really unpack it and get down to the weeds on stuff and find out about the details of life and why their story is so amazing. And the goal is that we're going to have these long-form podcasts coming out roughly every week. And the first one comes out tomorrow night. The Just Right podcast will be up on our media. You can find it on our YouTube channel especially. And this first one's going to be an interview with Jared Hudson. A little over an hour, really. Almost an hour and a half.
Hour and 40.
Okay, hour 40. Of deep dive on his time on the SEAL teams, hunting down human traffickers, how he balances faith and family with all of these things he does that are more action guy oriented, getting into the meat of it all. I mean, I'm loving this, and the quality of it is so amazing. The Just Right podcast comes out tomorrow night at 6 p.m.
It'll be up on the YouTube, or Instagram, or not, excuse me, let me start. It'll be on YouTube, your Twitter, or X, and then be on your Facebook, and then it'll also be on the website, 6 o'clock, like you said.
Outstanding. In honor of that, one more shameless plug, if I may. Well, it's my show, why not? If I may, make one more shameless plug. We've got a merchandise store. We got some new shirts. We got coffee mugs. We got our Ben Shot Bulletproof Influence glasses. We've got hats. We got all of it. At the rightsidemedia.org website. And since we have the new Just Right podcast, we are putting a promo code on everything. 10% off of anything you buy, 10% with the promo code Just Right. So there's your promo code, Just Right. Buy some merch, 10% off. Heck, why not? Looks like a good way to get a cup of coffee and 10% cheaper than normal. I'm going to the phones before I do anything else. Text lines are open, 833-687-4448. That's 833-68-RIGHT. But let me do the phones first. Wolverine Dan. Hey, buddy. How are you?
Well, doing quite well. I haven't called in a while. I've been out west. I hit Wyoming, Iowa, Nebraska, South Dakota, North Dakota. And, wow. You know, everybody listen to this. I know with the Joe Biden thing, all the cover-up and the way the government, the liars and cheaters that represent this country, not all of them, of course. But don't be discouraged, because when you take a trip out west and see the Badlands, you just see everything out there. It's wide open, beautiful, pristine land, absolutely gorgeous, God's country. And God did a wonderful job with this country, making a painting on a canvas that made this country so pretty. So don't be discouraged, because you see, like Mount Rushmore, you know, I saw that from a distance, and we had some good information on how to look through these tunnels on the other side mountain that was in front of it. And we had some beautiful, beautiful pictures. And I'll say this in my closing. I think Mount Rushmore needs to be changed slightly. Let's start with an order of when they were president. We'll go Washington, Jefferson, Lincoln, Roosevelt, and there's a big spot for Donald Trump. I gotta put him up. But listen to me, I'm telling you, don't give up on this country, people. Go out west and see how beautiful God painted his canvas. We are so blessed to be in this wonderful country that we live in freedom, and there's people that are nasty, and they're going to always be that way. And my wish to Joe, yeah, I heard he was sick. And this is a Christian feel. The first thing that came in my mind was, please, Joe, get right with God, repent, confess your sins, because if you don't, Joe, you've got a lot of them, you're going to go straight to hell.
Okay, Wolverine Dan, that was a good ramble, brother. Appreciate you, man. Glad you had a great trip.
See you,
man. He was feeling it today, wasn't he?
Oh. I do second that, though. We made a trip out west last summer, and it is awesome.
Oh, listen, Montana, yeah. California, Colorado, you're talking about those. Now, I love Alabama where we are. It's amazing what you've got right down the road from your own house, but sometimes you got to get out of what you're used to and go realize the expanse of what we have. He's right on that. Mm-hmm. God painted on a big canvas. I saw this, by the way, as long as Wolverine Dan has me chasing rabbits, I will say, I remember distinctly reading something one time about a British weatherman who came to the United States on vacation. And he said that he was used to giving, he always knew the United States was big. He never realized how vast it was until he came here as a weatherman, and he was used to saying, rain tomorrow, and that was for the whole country or part of the country. And here he was watching multiple fronts at multiple places all around the same nation. And he thought,
drastically different.
Drastically different. All right, let me get a few text messages and get that going. Ruminating Rocker from Flint Creek says, can everyday citizens hire thousands of lawyers across the country all together to sue the people in the White House responsible for the fraud they perpetrated on us? Well, I don't think you're going to have to. I'm pretty sure we're going to watch the Department of Justice with Pam Bondi and President Trump sitting in the White House have a little something to say about it pretty soon. So stand by for that. Stephen from Athens is saying our sound is off, but you already got that taken care of, right? All right. John from Huntsville says, Phil, awesome monologue. Also, JP, did you see Scottie Scheffler run away with the PGA Championship even though he complained about mud balls? And did you know he gets $3.4 million for coming in first place?
I did. Best player in the world for a reason.
And then, by the way, he wants us to know that the Meteor Buffet restaurant had meatloaf today on the buffet. Thanks, John. Brian from Huntsville says, one would think that Obama would have detected Biden's prostate problems while he used Biden as a puppet for years. Wow. 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 That, you got to give him a sound effect on that. What, you're sitting over there like laughing too hard for a sound effect.
I don't even know what to
That's Brian from Huntsville. One would think that Obama would have detected Biden's prostate problems while he used Biden for a puppet for years. That is awful and funny all at the same time. Allie from Athens heard the monologue. She says, a husk sitting in the Oval Office. Mercy sakes, Colonel. What a word picture. Well done, sir. You're not the only one who's a bit feffered up over this. Yep, I think there's a lot of us. Scott from Russellville says, yet another great monologue. When will your book compiling all your monologues be available? To be determined, brother. I have set aside approximately 120 of them right now that are in editable or mostly edited form. So, yes, it is in the works. We are planning. Wiley from Gunnersville says, great monologue, Colonel. So, did Kamala know? And if she knew, how did they keep her quiet? And if she didn't know it, blatantly obvious that the handlers had no appetite for a POTUS named Kamala. I would agree. Yeah. Laura Loomer, by the way, this is came in from, who texted me this? I just saw it.
DJ.
DJ? From mm-hmm. where?
DJ from Huntsville.
Yeah, DJ from Huntsville. Thank you. I already covered up with the thing, so I couldn't see it. Laura Loomer says, I reported on Biden's terminal illness almost a year ago, and goes on to explain in detail. She thinks Biden's going to die in the next couple of months. I don't know. I don't know about that. I do know this. Stage 4, prostate cancer, already metastasized to the bone. Ain't no way with his health care that this progressed to the point that it's at right after he leaves office and nobody saw it while he was in office. There's just, it's inconceivable to me. In fact, let me say this. I'm going to jump into the material here. first piece I have. I hold it here in my calloused former paratrooper hands. This one came off Fox. This is Dr. Mark Siegel. So I don't know what these mean, but they sound very important. He has a his cancer has a Gleason score of 9, a grade group of 5 with bone metastasis, indicating it's, quote, pretty far advanced. Siegel said it's the most advanced aggressive, it's most aggressive type. That means it has the highest risk of spread. And then he went on to say, he must have had the best possible care here, and I'm a little taken aback that it is this far advanced. That's Dr. Mark Siegel saying that, and I really believe he's speaking the truth when he says he's taken aback by how far advanced it is, and now it's coming out? He also said this. He said, it'd be really surprising if they weren't doing a very close screening on this because everybody in the medical community knows that this is one cancer in men that you always look out for. And he doesn't seem to have a lot of the risk factors, but age is enough. And he's 82, and that alone is a big risk factor. So the bottom line is something reeks here. Something smells to high heaven. And I am not going to relitigate the Biden presidency. I mean, there are things that are going to be investigated, things that deserve to be investigated, people that deserve to go to jail. But one of the things that I think has to be taken into account here is they should not be allowed now to try and get ahead of the narrative of what we're finding out about the cover-up. We could see the cover-up, and it was the presidency. Now listen, as an attorney, I have dealt with cases of elder abuse. I have literally dealt with cases of elder abuse where, you know, mom or pop has dementia and everybody's raiding her checkbook and taking her Social Security check and cashing it and having a big time and living off of mom and pop. And that happens. I think what we saw was a far more public version of that. I think if Biden had been out on his own, if Biden had not been in office, I think that we would be looking at some of the efforts to use him and prop him up as reprehensible. And yet Democrats called it business as usual. And while this person who is apparently not competent, we may also now find out was actually impaired by cancer. And I say impaired, I don't mean like he couldn't function daily. But that's an aggressive form of cancer that does have an impact. And one of the things that it has an impact on is your testosterone levels. And a diminished testosterone level, which is necessary for his treatment, is going to also create brain fog. And you're looking at now the guy who's in charge of the nuclear codes. This is the presidency. This is not just the kindly gentleman down the street and you hope the best for them. This is not just the people in your Sunday school and you go, how's dad doing? Is everything all right? This is beyond that. This is all of us having to deal with the ramifications of it. And the idea that they would do these things and use the auto pen blatantly, and listen, I've got story after story here in my stack of stuff, if I can even get to it, that talks about the extraordinary lengths they had to go through to keep this covered up. Whether it be his family members, his chief advisors, or even Democrat leaders. Y'all, there's going to have to be some accountability here. Because you just don't do that with the safety and the well-being of hundreds of millions of people. You don't prop up a guy and make Weekend at Bernie's the presidency. You just don't do it. And the risks they took with our safety and the gerrymandering they put on our economy and the fallacies they portrayed on the world stage and the endless amount of backlash anybody got for daring to question. I mean, Jake Tapper himself right now is about to make probably millions selling this stupid book. And that book really ought to be something called Looking in the Mirror. He's got it called Original Sin. It ought to be called Looking in the Mirror because Jake Tapper himself, there are multiple videos out there that show him, literally show him, getting on to people like Laura Trump one time on his own show for daring to question Biden's cognitive abilities. Now he's writing a book about it. You going to let me just keep on going here, dude?
Maybe a little longer.
All right, take me to a break. We'll take a break right now. We'll come right back. Coming up top of the hour, don't forget, Former U.S. Attorney Jay Towne calling in. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We will be right back. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative and just plain right. Just making common sense like a superpower. Digging the new bumps, by the way, JP. Digging.
Thank you, sir.
Digging the new bumps. Good work on your part. That's a lot of work on your part, by the way.
Yeah, it was.
Hey, you didn't say that.
It was.
Jeez. Do some more push-ups. All right. Hey, listen, you know what's crazy is right now I think part of what's happening is there's a general freakout on the Democrat side. Just generally speaking, they know they're going to get beat up. I think part of the reason why we're seeing like the diagnosis – okay, let me back up. I got two theories on why the prostate cancer diagnosis came out. One is try to defeat the big news of the Jake Tapper book, because you're getting little glimpses of what's going to be in the Jake Tapper book. Little advanced readings here and there are being reported on. And then Jake Tapper is going to make the book rounds, and he's going to be doing all the speeches and the things and making his millions. And the Biden camp is freaking out over it. So it's time to change the narrative quick. Roll out the sympathy vote. Get the prostate cancer out now. Well, they also need to do that to get ahead of the game, because they also know they're going to wind up having to deal with this, and they're hoping that they can get this thing to die down before the midterms. Because what we're watching here is not something that just happened with a little tight-knit group of people in the White House. Shh, just us, just a little tight-knit group. No, there is a conspiracy here that involves people that went out into the party, people that went out into the fundraiser donor class, that went out into the leadership of the House and Senate. I mean, Pelosi and Schumer knew. Ain't no way they didn't know. But yet right now, they're also rolling out the pundits who will say anything and everything to please make this better. I've got one from Daily Wire. What's her name? What a joke. Her name is Etienne. What's her name? Etienne. I forgot what her first name. Oh, Ashley Etienne, once an aide to former Vice President Kamala Harris. Oh, great. Says that the fact that they got this all out there with the release of the Robert Hur audio tapes, it's going to help Democrats. And even Kristen Welker, for all of her partisanship on NBC's Meet the Press, looked at her and said, "You think this is good for Joe Biden?" And she said, "Yeah, because, you know, what's going to wind up happening is the audio being released intentionally is going to distract voters from how bad Trump's first 100 days has been." So she's saying that basically the Trump administration got this out there, you know, because we needed to get this out there so that everybody would be focused on how bad Trump's been doing. That's all they've got. They don't. If y'all could see JP shaking his head right now.
That's just, I don't even know what to say.
There's nothing you can say. I will also point out, too, Jonathan Turley did a great piece on this morning, and he talked about the fact that even CNN is struggling to assign blame for not reporting on, you know, Biden's decline. So we got the Hur audio tape. By the way, if you have not listened to any of the clips of the Hur audio tape, I thought about playing one on the air, and I may get to it later. But I do have one. Do you have the one right now? I've got audio clip. How much time do we have? Do we have time for that?
About 5 seconds for the music plays.
Well, never mind. We'll play it later.
We can get to it after Jay Towne.
All right. Well, then coming up next is former U.S. Attorney Jay Towne going to be on the phone with us talking about whether or not there needs to be a special counsel appointed to investigate this cover-up. My gosh. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We will be right back. Alabama and Tennessee syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio, Phil Williams here live in the Right Side Studios. Man, we got the local, the state, the national covering down on all the issues. And oh yeah, like the dude just said, solid, conservative, and just plain right. Well, welcome to hour number two on a Meatloaf Monday, because it's always about the food. But right now, what it's also about is this strong perception, reasonable expectation, that there has been a cover-up. We have the new prostate cancer announcement from the Biden family. We also have the Robert Hur audio tapes finally that show us how clearly impaired Biden seemed during the course of those interviews. We also have, by the way, the Jake Tapper book coming out, which is a little self-serving, but nonetheless, there it is, talking about the inside stories of all the things that were being done to prop up Weekend at Bernie's and pretend it was still a presidency. All that to say, I cannot help but wonder, our head's going to roll over this at some point. Well, the only way to maybe do that would be, I don't know, maybe through a special counsel. And then I saw something on social media and said, well, there's the guy who might know the answers. So J-Town is no stranger to this show. J-Town is a former U.S. Attorney appointed by Donald Trump during his first administration. Got his undergraduate degree from Notre Dame, his Juris Doctorate degree from Seton Hall. He was a Judge Advocate General in the U.S. Marine Corps and a former U.S. Attorney, and he's on the phone right now. J-Town, how you doing?
Bill, it's always good to be on with you, man. Thanks.
Well, thank you for making time, man. I appreciate it. Hey, listen, I saw you on social media yesterday, and you were, like, speaking my language. You suggested that there needs to be a special counsel. But first of all, how does that work? Tell folks what a special counsel really is and does, and then how would we apply that possibly to this Biden cover-up?
Yeah, and, you know, we were sort of in some sort of special counsel hell throughout the Biden administration and really even the Trump administration with the Mueller report. So essentially what a special counsel is, it has the power of the United States attorney, but anywhere in the United States. U.S. attorneys are limited to their districts. Me, I was the Northern District of Alabama. So a special counsel, if they were appointed, which there's a statute that allows them to be appointed by the attorney general or by the deputy attorney general, can then convene grand juries and start sending out subpoenas and digging into whatever issue that special counsel either is appointed to dig into or comes across along the way. And in this case, with the White House, to me, at least in my opinion, there could possibly be criminal offenses by people who knew of the cover-up, knew of his lack of mental acuity and ability, and essentially acted as president of the United States for him, thinking that they were doing exactly what he would want them to do. Now, how many times, Phil, have you asked who's been in charge of the country for the last 4 years?
Absolutely.
And I just want to read, because this is important and it's short, 18 U.S.C. 912. It's a part of the criminal code, federal statute, federal crime. I'm going to take out the ors and the stuff that don't really matter here. But let me read this to you and tell me if somebody acted under the authority of the President of the United States without getting first approval because he's having a bad day or a bad week or whatever, or just couldn't understand anything because his acuity was so bad. Tell me this doesn't apply. Whoever falsely assumes the authority of the United States or any officer thereof and acts as such shall be fined under this title or imprisoned not more than 3 years or both. Mm. Now, if two or more people did that, then you'd have a conspiracy to violate this law. So, and if they lie about it, then you have a 1001 charge, which is lying to federal law enforcement about your role in a particular crime or an investigation. My point to that is I really feel like it's worth looking into whether or not someone assumed the role of the President of the United States and did something, whether it was through the auto pen or whatever, under his authority. And there's problems with this investigation, obviously, because I don't know that Biden would remember a phone conversation yesterday, much less one he had 3 years ago.
Yeah.
But it's certainly, there might be some email trails, text messages, Teams messages, whatever, Signal. And I just feel like this is a massive cover-up. He didn't get stage four prostate cancer that has metastasized to his bones in the last 110 days. My guess is he's known about this for quite some time. And his mental acuity's been bad since he ran in 2020, and everybody knew it, including his wife, including his chief of staff, and including his staff inside of the White House. So the evidence has been before us this entire time. It didn't come out in the CNN debate with Trump. We knew it well before then, and I think a special counsel, the country deserves a special counsel to at least dig into what the truth is, whether charges come from it or not.
And I completely agree. And let me ask you, I hear what you're saying about the special counsel investigating the usurping of the authority of the office of the presidency or the conspiracy thereof. But what about lying to the public? What about misrepresenting the actual facts? Like you look at it and go, okay, How bad was the White House doctor that he didn't see it? Or did he see it and he was ordered not to let it be known? I mean, I have to wonder who was literally making an effort at the cover-up, not just the usurping of authority, but isn't that also actionable that there could be a cover-up of the usurping of the authority?
Well, and now you're talking about military officers, so you're talking about courts-martial.
Yeah.
So that goes along with the Joint Chiefs and Milley and everybody else who maybe were just doing things. I mean, there's a reason why the Secretary of Defense took 2 weeks off because he was sick and didn't tell anybody. There's nobody to tell. The president ain't there. He's not. He wouldn't remember if I told him. I mean, there are common sense rules that just sort of factor in here. But a medical doctor, you wonder if the president said, "I'm not going to let you test my prostate," and he was getting private treatments in Delaware, which is maybe why he was going home every 2 weeks.
Right?
Who knows?
Well, I look at that too, and I think the same. I can't help but wonder. And of course, we're speculating. And even, you know, Scripture talks about destroying speculations and every lofty thing raised up against the knowledge of God. And I get that. But I think God also gave us a brain, and we can also look at things and go, well, that's pretty obvious. In this right now, let me ask you this. There's always going to be the talk, and they said that Trump would lash out at his enemies, and he would set up a tyranny of, he would expose things, you know, and he would crush his enemies using lawfare like they didn't try to do that with him. But do you see Attorney General Pam Bondi actually appointing somebody as special counsel? Do you perceive that happening?
Well, I mean, I'm not going to put any thoughts into general. Well, I guess words into General Bondi's mouth. I think she's an excellent Attorney General. If she decides not to, then she has good reason. This is nowhere near the totem pole of lawfare, however. This isn't, oh, well, we don't like Biden, so let's try to find something. No. This is what's become now a very obvious, I think, usurpation of presidential power at some level by someone. Whether it's provable or not, that's why you conduct an investigation. But I do not believe, as a professional prosecutor, for almost all of my adult life, that there wasn't at some point someone else making decisions that only the commander-in-chief can make. And there needs to be a reporting on that. Whether criminal charges come or not, that can be decided later. That's really where the discretion comes in anyway, right? It's not, well, we're just not even going to do the investigation into Hunter Biden because he's the president's son. That'd be unfair and look unseemly. No, do the investigation, find out how bad it is, and then determine if you want to give some sweetheart plea deal or if you want to let, you know, certain things go and he pleads to the tax evasion or avoidance, I guess, rather. Okay, fine. I'm fine with that discretion. But you can't just let it go because of who these people are. And if it's really, really bad, you can't let it go at all.
No, and I think some of it's going to wind up being somewhat obvious. I mean, I look at it and think, okay, the auto pin alone has a date stamp on it. And there have been reports already that show that the auto pin is date stamped at times when the president was not even in Washington, D.C., which meant that at the very least, he had to have only been able to give authority, you know, by vocal authority, so to speak, over the phone, which he may have done. But I would think there would have to be something a little more paper trailish to make sure that was locked down tight. But right now we're seeing the auto pin signing things while he's not even in town.
Yeah, and not only that, but, I mean, wouldn't you, as the guy calling for the auto pen authority, wouldn't you want to paper the, I mean, you're signing an executive
darn
order
right.
for a pardon. Through I'm going to cover my hindquarters.
No kidding.
By saying, on this date, I spoke to the president, and he ordered me or directed me to or gave me authority to X. Okay. I mean, there should be a log of that. If there's not, then now you got to recreate with phone records and emails and things like that. You know, did they even talk leading up to that moment, right? Or was it just passing in the hallway? Is that the excuse, right? Somebody whispered to somebody at some point, I just do things because he can't remember if he told me yes or no. I'm telling you, I just it's hard to believe this guy was in charge of the country 4 years.
Yeah, it really is. And in fact, I don't think anybody really believes that anymore. Hey, last question for you. We got about a minute and a half. The appointment of a special counsel, do they get appointed with staff and all the assets necessary and become like a mini U.S. attorney's office where they got everything they need? Or are they running solo and scrambling on their own to try and pull things together? What do they get?
They get to pick their staff, in fact, unlike a U.S. attorney, I'll have you know. And so they can pick a team of lawyers, investigators, even have somebody in charge of public relations to field those questions from media. It swells to maybe 15 or 20 people, depending on the investigation. The Mueller investigation was massive, found nothing. It was a waste of time. Rob Hur's investigation was less than 10 people, which was the subject of the audio that we've seen come out. So you never know. You don't want too many people in the room, for sure, but there is some independence there in staffing.
Well, we'll see where it goes, ma'am, but I think you're on it. And if you get appointed, let us know, all right?
I'll do it.
All right. Hey, J-Town, former U.S. attorney, appreciate you. Thanks for your time, man. Semper Fi.
See you, Phil. Hoorah.
All right, well, listen, that's an interesting dynamic. We'll come back, and I've got a little bit more on this topic, and then we'll move on from it. But y'all. And by the way, a bunch of y'all texting in, I'll get those too. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative and just plain right. Saving the world one soundbite at a time. All right, great conversation there with J-Town. I knew it would be. The topic, as we wind it down, let me just say this. There is deep speculation right now that the diagnosis of prostate cancer didn't just surface. I mean, he's stage 4. It's metastasized to his bone. That does not... I've seen some reports, and I've got one here in my stack, that says this is the kind of thing that would typically take, you know, several years to achieve that level of progression. And if they knew this all along, and I'll say this too, I would not have faulted Joe Biden for announcing a year prior, which is around the time frame, a year prior to the election, that he was not going to be running for office again. He's 82 years old. He got grandkids you like to see once in a while, and nobody would have faulted him for it. I would not have faulted him if he'd said, I've been diagnosed with cancer. It's treatable. I'm doing okay. Thank you for your concerns. We're going to get through this. No one would have faulted him, but he couldn't do it. They were basically trying to cover this up. But the speculation is even more rampant when you realize that in classic Joe Biden fashion, he even said one time he had cancer. And everybody went, what did you say? And then they tried to cover it up. You got audio clip number one. I'm going to go audio clip number one. It's actually going to be video. If you're watching streaming online, we'll show you the actual video of this. This is Joe Biden speaking at an event. Was this in Baltimore? I think it was Baltimore Bridge, wasn't it?
Yeah, I believe it was.
Yeah. And he's speaking there, and he's talking about pollution in the water causes cancer. And listen to what he says about it.
And guess what? The first frost, you know what was happening. You had to put on your windshield wipers to get literally the oil slick off the window. That's why I and so damn many other people I grew up have cancer. And why I can't for the longest time, Delaware had the highest cancer rate in the nation.
So that's why I and so many people I grew up with have cancer. And everybody's like, what just happened? Did he just, what? He has cancer? And when you asked about it, Karine Jean-Pierre said, no. It was just a gaffe. Joe's prone to these gaffes. Former Obama advisor David Axelrod, he called the recently revealed details of this cognitive decline that we're seeing in the Robert Hur audios and in the Jake Tapper book. He's calling it just stunning. Stunning! Saying that him seeking re-election was irresponsible. This is David Axelrod. Come on, Axelrod. Nobody thinks for a second that you find this stunning because you're an Obama advisor. Obama was all in on Joe getting re-elected, remember? Obama was all in on Joe getting re-elected. Campaigned for him and then campaigned for Kamala. Axelrod says in the story I've got here from Daily Wire, laid into Biden's inner circle and top Democrats for adapting the former president's schedule to accommodate his declining condition. Come on. Nobody believes for a second that leadership or elitists or the donor class or the insiders at the White House didn't know. We all know you knew. And well, we resent the fact that you knew and didn't say it. Go ahead.
Cringe on Pierre may be right that it was a gaffe. It may have just been a gaffe of him telling the truth when it wasn't supposed to.
Yeah. Whatever you do, Joe, don't tell the truth. Kay, I have cancer. I mean, you don't know.
I mean, I bet 100% it was a gaffe. The question is, was the gaffe real or not? And that's
a great point. It's a great point. It was a gaffe.
Yes.
They weren't lying to us this time.
Just don't tell the truth,
Joe. Just which way was the gaffe?
Yes.
All right. Listen, we're about to take a break. When we come back from this break, we will have some text messages to catch up on because you guys are some texting machines and your input is valuable. So we'll get that on the air. And then we'll jump into number two. It's just a rundown of stuff. Like, this was the craziest news weekend. How many things happened? And even breaking news today about Trump having a phone call with Putin. I'll tell you about that. So, yes, lots of news, lots of doings, lots of things that when you're talking to people, someone's going to say, did you see that thing? Well, I'm going to run down some of those with you. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We will be right back.